Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchani. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days to this 2021 NFL Draft. And if you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you guys know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. Today we have a Notre Dame team captain, a tenacious, tough secondary guy. His versatility, I think, what reigns supreme. He's able to play nickel, corner, safety, but we'll get more to that. And he also hails from Ohio. We're based in Youngstown, and today's guest grew up in Lakewood, St. Ed's. And if you're familiar with Ohio football, St. Ed's is a powerhouse, and he was also on that championship team, I believe, in 2014. But it is none other than the Notre Dame standout, Sean Crawford, here on the C2P. Sean, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Hey, how's it going, Bo? Thanks for having me on. Having a great day so far, beautiful weather. So definitely got to take advantage of that in the Midwest. And so having a great day, can't complain.
I love it. Now, you're a very athletic, gifted young man. I know you played in the secondary at Notre Dame, but I'm curious, growing up, I mean, were you the more athletic, versatile Pop Warner Pee Wee guy out there? I mean, was it 6 points every time you touched the ball?
Sometimes, most of the times, I guess, but I feel like I grew up in a very competitive area. I grew up in the Cleveland area and grew up playing Little League sports there, and there are many guys from that area around my age who are now either in the NFL or playing basketball overseas or at D1 colleges right now, and so I feel like I grew up in a competitive, area for Little League, and I think that helped me out a lot because at that young age, it helped me gain confidence, and it also upped my competitive level, playing against some good guys who were just as athletic as me, and going against them, it just only boosted my confidence and just helped me, I guess, for the long run as well.
It's gotten just this far. And, you know, again, that athleticism, you know, looking at your bio, you know, you were so productive in high school. I'm curious, was any other schools looking at you at receiver or anything else, or were you strictly a secondary guy when schools were recruiting you at the collegiate level?
I think first off, when I first started getting recruited, I was some scouting websites had me at receiver. And then most of them had me as an athlete. And so I think some schools knew that I wanted to play defense. And so I was never really recruited for corner, exactly. So the first school that I received my offer from was for corner. And I think once that was established, I made it known that I also wanted to play defense. I loved offense growing up, but I know I just really had no desire to want to pursue that side of the ball going forward.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Sean Crawford, the standout Notre Dame team captain, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. So, you know, you've had a lot of ups and downs in terms of just battling injuries, and you've persevered through all those. I mean, especially arriving in South Bend, you know, you get hurt, but you rebound, you become team captain. Can you kind of just take us through your collegiate experience and the peaks and valleys and how maybe you might have been down, but you persevered and you said, you know what, this is not going to hold me back. I'm going to continue to just kind of, you know, drive through this. And lo and behold, you're a couple weeks away from this 2021 NFL draft, Sean.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, just my career was definitely a bunch of ups and downs and a lot of peaks and valleys. But just, I guess, coming into Notre Dame and just, like, having having a lot of excitement along with nerves. Just going into the first summer camp, I was performing well. Ended up just earning a starting spot just maybe a week out before our first game, and ended up going down with an injury, a season-ending injury. At that time it was very difficult for me just because I was in a new environment around new people. I'm away from home for the first time, and so I was nervous. I didn't know how I was gonna get along without my mom being there for me and my dad being there for me, doing the things that I needed to do. So, but I mean, that experience helped me grow up quick, and also throughout just in the little amount of time that I did play, it gave me confidence. I knew that with my skill set and just my abilities on the field, I belonged at Notre Dame. I belonged playing with great talent and being right there with them. And so I was just ready to carry that into the next season. As I did, fought my way back from the injury, ended up starting at corner for the opening game against Texas on the road. Was a huge game. Just first game back from an injury. I think it was a Sunday night game too. So Sunday or Monday night game or Monday night, and we were the only team on that night. So it was a great welcome back party for sure. And so I felt like my play in that game, I really took the stage and showed my abilities that I was back from the injury. Played real well. We ended up losing that game, but I had an interception in that game that set up a touchdown. I had a field goal, a blocked field goal return that ended up tying the game that helped send the game into overtime. But unfortunately, we ended up losing that game. But just coming back from the injury and having a game like that and an opportunity to showcase my talent to the world, and also just reassure myself that, like, I'm back and I'm here. And so just going into the next game, my first home game actually at Notre Dame, playing and being healthy, just in the first quarter, early in the first quarter, went up to deflect the ball and came down, ripped it out, and I guess and landed wrong, and experienced or another seasoning the injury. And so with this one, it was a little more difficult, just because I've already gotten the taste of what it felt like to be a Notre Dame player and to be in the spotlight. And after already coming back from another injury, it was just like, dang, not again. Like, I really didn't plan for this. And so taking that into account, I knew the process, I knew the rehab process. And so I had I was pretty confident there. But for me, this one was more mental than physical. Just having to get myself back into the rehab, the therapy mindset, after already doing it for 6-7 months. And just throughout that time, it was it allowed me to really find interests and find other interests rather than just football, to explore new things, to meet new people, just to really take advantage of the time off, just because now I know that injuries do occur. These were my first two injuries, and so this was the first time I was experiencing these things, and so it allowed me to get a head start for what I wanted to do off the field, and then just reconnect with just my faith, just dive into my faith even more, family even more, and just like it opened my eyes to I wasn't only just a football player at Notre Dame, and I was still Sean Crawford, still just a normal person who just happened to play football. And at that time when football wasn't there, and you talk to any athlete growing up, it's like you don't know life without the sport you're playing, the sport you want to play. And so for this being my first time, my second time, I kind of knew what to do this time. And so I think that prepared me for a great comeback, which it did. So I came back from that one, and then came back in for my junior year, competed in off season, came back and started at corner for our team. That was a full healthy season. came back out from the flashes that I was able to make in our first two games of last season. I continued that and rallied in a couple interceptions, a forced fumble from recovery. So just being around the ball, I played almost a little over one season and two games, and just racking up the turnovers, racking up the ball production, and really like making myself known on the field. And I just felt that was just going to propel me for a better career, for a better career to come. Just after the two injuries, having that one healthy season under my belt now is like I'm ready to go. I belong here. This is my time now. And so going into the next season, really feeling really confident, really strong, great off season in that aspect. But came into camp, and this was the week of the game. Went down with another injury, and I felt like that one might have been, although it came at the, I would say, worst time, just to be in my like true senior year. It was the easiest for me because I felt like I've grown to understand that there's greater things outside of football, and I've already beat two injuries, so I was pretty confident that I could personally get through it. I pretty much had no setbacks from the past too, so I just felt that when it was my time to come back, that I was going to come back fully healthy and do it all and have another great season. And so I already made my mind up when it happened that I was going to come back for another year. And so that allowed me to – so this is my senior year, and so that allowed me to really just focus on the guys on the team and to make the most of the experience, really. We ended up going to the playoffs that year, so we ended up being a great team. And just me being a part of that team, leading the younger guys, and allowing me to experience that with my class and just be there with them, helping any way that I can, even though I'm not on the field. That year and that injury wasn't as bad as the other two, just because I accepted the role. I accepted that I was out, and I told myself I would be back, and so I accepted the role of just being like a player coach. And just having fun with the guys and experiencing that great playoff run that we had. And then, so, as I said, I decided to come back and finished out my Notre Dame career with two more years. So I ended up doing 6 years, but because I was granted the extra year due to injury. And so I came back and finished these past 2 years out great, played them both fully healthy. Continue to make plays on the ball with interceptions and deflections and even mixing in some sacks and starting safety this past year, moving to a new position for the first time. I mean, all these things that I didn't plan or have in mind when I came to Notre Dame of all the ups and downs, it allowed me to continue to play the game that I love, grow outside of football, and then even within football, allow me to earn the right to be a captain, to experience two playoff teams, and to play a new position to only help me for my path to come. Just having that ability to tell these teams that I've started at multiple positions at Notre Dame. I've played the best competition there is to play in college football. I mean, we played Alabama, we played Clemson, we played USC, we play Michigan, and so we play all these teams week in and week out, and I'm able to transition to different positions and really stick out on the field at those positions. And so I feel like these years have allowed me to grow as a player. My knowledge of the game has only increased every year, and even when I was out, it allowed me to focus even more on the meetings, to focus even more on the notes and the scheme of the game or the scheme of the defense, and really have a knowledge for the game. And so I think going into the draft this year, I'm one of the savvier guys as far as even on as far as the field. When you could put me at nickel, I could play the run, I could play the pass, I can zone drop and play man in the slot, and then even throw me back at safety, and if we need to, roll me down and play man from safety, or have an experience from corner to where it's like understanding the scheme and where everything fits and how everything unfolds within the defense from all three different viewpoints. And then just having my, and also yeah, also having my knowledge of the game. I think those things right there, I guess in this class for sure, especially great DB class for sure. Those things will help boost me for sure. And then we just finished our pro day, and the numbers that I put up, I think I was able to clear the air on the injuries thing and let the teams know, let the front offices know that I am healthy. I'm fully healthy. I'm fast. I put down a 4.4. My agility's still there. If comparing it to the upper or comparing it to the most recent combine, I went 4.07 in the shuttle, which is up there in the, like 90th percentile, and then going 6.70. And the L cone, which is again up there in the 90s, from as far as the most recent combine. And so, if you take those numbers and you compare them to the other guys, you'll see that the injuries are behind me, and I'm just ready. And I think those are some things that everyone should just take a look at. Really, I think that's going unnoticed, but I think those things will stick out for sure at the next level.
I love it. And you talked about that versatility, and I think that's the, kind of the hallmark of your game. I mean, you can be a nickel corner. The past year, they push you at safety. And then, you know, I think you could think Kenny Moore. I kind of think Mike Hilton. I know he just signed with the Bengals, but covering the Steelers, you know, pound for pound, Hilton was a ferocious guy. I kind of see some similarities into that in your game because you're just a playmaker, and you mentioned that. I mean, sacks, broken up passes, interceptions, big tackles, big plays. I mean, I just think that's the hallmark of your game. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And when teams ask me who do I like to model my game after, and those are definitely guys that I mentioned. Of course, Tyrann Mathieu, one of my favorites is Budda Baker as well, but I definitely see myself coming into the league like a guy as Kenny Moore, a guy who was undrafted, and that I have a pretty good friendship with as well. And so I definitely watch his games, watch his film, and even can shoot him a text to ask him questions about certain things. So I definitely feel that I can see myself playing in a role like him. And also Mike Hilton, being from Cleveland, watch a lot of the Pittsburgh Steelers just because it's the Browns' rival, and I mean, gotta keep my eyes on them. So, and I watch both Browns and Steelers games, and so, yeah, I'm very familiar with Mike Hilton. He's definitely a savvy player. I know he's always around the ball, making plays in the backfield, TFLs, sacks, coverage as well. And so, being on that team, and so at a we had Coach Tomlin at our pro day, and so hopefully he saw some good things. I know he was there watching to the end, and so he saw us, and he was for sure taking a look at all of us. And so with Hilton gone, I think the Steelers will definitely be a great fit for a person replacing him for a person with my skill set.
And Sean, I'm so glad you said that because, you know, covering the Steelers and being able to talk with Tomlin here and there, I know I didn't talk to him since Hilton signed with the Bengals, but I guarantee there was one player that a little sadness, probably happy that he went off and got, a big payday. But nonetheless, I mean, he loved Mike Hilton. And even when I knew you were coming on the program this afternoon, I'm like, man, this could be the next Mike Hilton of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It could be Sean Crawford. Sean,
Yeah.
We're almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun with you guys before we let you go. And we could go on, but again, we're only allotted so much time. But we call it three and out. They're just some lighthearted, off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, now you, Brian Kelly, very iconic college coach. Peeves during practice, on the joking side of it, where, you know, he has these pet peeves during practice that can get him going pretty much, but it's something you guys might laugh about afterwards.
Oh yeah, Coach Kelly's an offensive guy, so he's mostly with the offense during the practice, and so even when we go team, he's on the offensive side. And I mean, I think he enjoys seeing the offense do well, but when we have our day, when the defense has their days, there are some times where we could get rowdy, we'll get loud and kind of be obnoxious about it, just because we know if we could just dominate in the offense, we could get Coach Kelly heated in a way that we won't get in trouble. So when we have our days, we definitely take advantage of it, and we know we could get under his skin a little bit with it.
I love it. How about this one? Now, we know you're an athletic kid. We know, I mean, offense was something that reigned supreme in your high school game. Did you ever joke around with Coach Kelly for maybe a trick play, or was that something you kind of stayed away from?
There was one year I was here, and during camp, we were actually talking about me playing a little receiver, and it obviously ended up not happening. But they put the thought into my mind. I was back there returning punts and doing kickoffs. And so I would even throughout my career here, I would just go back there and just to catch punts, catch kickoffs. I feel like that was a part of practice where I could just have fun and where nothing really mattered. I knew I wasn't going to start. But I was like the third string if we really needed someone back there. So I'd always go out there and work on my skills and stuff. But we mentioned it one time, but it never really happened.
Hey, but you know what? I mean, we know he's an offensive guru. For him just to have that mindset looking at you, Sean, again, I mean, like you mentioned earlier in the program, I mean, you were even recruited by some schools as an athlete. And like I said, your tenaciousness, your athleticism, I put it this way, I just can't wait to see where you land and start to carve out your niche at the next level. And the final question for you before we let you go today, the draft is a few weeks away. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends that week, that weekend, if you will. Who's the best cook, family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, that's a good question. The best cook will probably be my mom. And I think during the draft, during this little process, I'll definitely have to either her banana pudding. I'm definitely missing that. Or her tuna salad. She makes a really good tuna salad. So those things to snack on. I don't know if I'll be really hungry just with everything going on, just with the being anxious and stuff like that. So if I'm able to snack on some banana pudding or some tuna salad, I think I'll be good to go.
Wonderful stuff, man. Well, hey, you make Ohio proud. You made Notre Dame proud. And you're going to make whatever NFL team look smart at this next level. Sean, we appreciate your time. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And appreciate you having me on. Great show, and much success to you as well.
Thank you. Once again, that is Sean Crawford, the Notre Dame team captain, Mr. Versatility of the secondary, if you will, nickel, corner, safety. Tough and athletic, and again, I'm super excited about this kid. One, I'm a big Mike Hilton guy, and like I said, Kenny Moore, like I said, he even mentioned Tyrone Mathieu. Like I said, those guys are just tenacious. They get after it. You know what it is? If you're watching the game, like Notre Dame, if you watch Notre Dame football, you saw 20 in every play. You did not see 20. When he was on the field, you saw him in the action. And when you saw him doing something, it was usually productive. Big shout out to Sean Crawford. More of him, Apple, iTunes, Blog Talk, Spotify, Stitcher, always to after this show. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.